Mr. Prime Minister, in the wake of the Iran nuclear deal, the country seems to be opening up to the rest of the world. Do you believe that this deal can work in the long term?
No one can know. It's clear that in the first 4 or 5 years, the Iranians will not try to break it because they want to harvest all the benefits for Iran from this deal. But what will follow is a matter of belief or hopes. It reminds me of a joke about second marriage. It's the triumph of hopes over experience. So I cannot tell you. There were 6 presidents of second-grade nations in the last 35 years trying to turn military nuclear powers. 2 stopped voluntarily, Libya following Lockerbie and the South Africans during the change of regime. 2 were blocked by surgical military attacks, Iraq some 35 years ago and Syria almost 10 years ago. And 2 defied the whole world and turned nuclear, Pakistan and North Korea. I have no doubt that deep in the bottom of their hearts, the Ayatollahs want and intend to follow in the footsteps of Pakistan and North Korea.
You were quoted in the New York Times recently as saying that Prime Minister Netanyahu had attempted 3 times to put forth a military response but was blocked by the Obama administration, basically. Do you see the Israeli military as still having that option on the table if a nuclear weapon is developed?
I didn't say that the Obama administration blocked us. I think that Israel has to prepare itself for the possibility that it will find itself facing an Iranian running toward nuclear capability. I thought that with a real, genuine trust between our 2 governments, it's not inconceivable to think of America equipping Israel now with the equipment or means to carry out an Israeli independent surgical attack on the Iranian nuclear capability if both governments, I emphasize both governments, agree that Iran made a breakthrough or trying to reach weapon and America for whatever reason is unable to act.
The relationship between Israel and the U.S. has been at kind of a low ebb with the Obama administration. Do you believe that relations will improve once a new president is chosen?
It's true that on the public face of it seems that there are more frictions with Obama than used to have probably with Bush. But I can tell you that under the guidance of President Obama, Israel enjoyed the closest ever relationship with the American intelligence community, and that we get supported for the most crucial project that we need to face our emerging threats, namely the missiles. We could not have been equipped with the Iron Dome, which is a short-range missile capability, without active support of the administration that would not fly without Obama. You know, I told him, I told Junior President Bush before him, President Clinton before, I happened to tell several American presidents that when it comes to issues crucial to Israel security and in a way to the future of the Jewish people, we will take decisions on our responsibility as sovereigns and will act upon them. We cannot afford to delegate the responsibility for such decision even to our best friends on earth, which happen to be you. So we have to strike a balance which reflects the mutual respect, the mutual interest, and the common interest and values of both nations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister.